San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom gained national prominence when he endorsed same-sex marriage. Lately, he's been busy fending off charges that his position hurt the Democratic Party in the national elections. The mayor remains extremely popular at home, but as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports from San Francisco, the first real test of Newsom's administration may be a looming city budget crisis.
An energetic Gavin Newsom bounds down the steps of City Hall a half dozen paces in front of his trailing aides. It's time for a lunch hour neighborhood tour, one of at least four he takes each week. And within minutes, a group of homeless people converge upon him.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
We need to talk to you about our, you know, all of us out here still sleeping outside, but you know what, you took all our money.
Are you working with St. Anthony's?
No, I'm sleeping outside, though.
Newsom's aides jokingly call him the city's number one homeless case manager. He was elected mayor last December after promising to take direct cash payments from homeless welfare recipients and divert the money into housing and services.
You know, we've housed hundreds and hundreds of people since I've been mayor. We're doing some of the most innovative things as it relates to dealing with homelessness and housing, but you almost feel like it's never good enough, that the problem is bigger than certainly any city, and it's bigger than any individual, but we're just beginning. We'll keep fighting.
That attitude appears to be popular in San Francisco. Going into November, Newsom enjoyed an 80% approval rating among his city's voters. They backed his strong stand on gay marriage and his support for some 4,300 hotel workers who were locked out of their jobs by hotel operators. Newsom, formerly an entrepreneur, shocked his business community supporters by joining the union picket line. Last week, the mayor brokered an end to the lockout. On his walk, there's a nod, a salute, or a smile from passersby, such as Mark Freeman, who suggests the country needs more of the political courage that Newsom has brought to San Francisco.
If we had a Democrat in Washington who realized that you take a stand and you win or lose on it, we would have the White House now.
Thank you very much. By the way, I could not agree with you more on that.
But not all Democrats agree with the positions Newsom takes, especially his uncompromising support for gay marriage. In the wake of the November presidential elections, some have suggested Newsom was the Ralph Nader of the 2004 election for having created a red state backlash. That view was echoed by California Senator Dianne Feinstein, herself a former San Francisco mayor.
I think it did energize the very conservative vote. So I think that whole issue has been too much, too fast, too soon, and people aren't ready for it.
But Newsom remains defiant.
Well, it's precisely what was said in Birmingham jail by Dr. King when others were criticizing him, as other black ministers were criticizing his too much too soon. They said, wait. And he said, wait almost always means never. Well, I'll take the words of Martin Luther King Jr. I think he was dead on. And so I just think it's terrible in this country that we'll deny people equal protection under the law and call ourselves Democrats. How can we, in the face of injustice, stand up and say, well, let's wait another day?
Yet while San Francisco voters support the mayor on social issues, they also dealt Newsom a setback when they rejected a pair of tax measures and an affordable housing bond proposal he had backed. That leaves him with a nearly $100 million hole in the city budget. And his opponents, such as newly elected Supervisor Ross Mirkarimi, says Newsom's year-long honeymoon is over.
And I think because of some of the setbacks that occurred on November 2nd with the tax initiatives and Prop A, the affordable housing bond, suggest that he's not going to be held to answer, I think, more aggressively by all constituents as to how you're going to govern and what is it that you're going to accomplish. I mean, now it comes to a point of what's your record of accomplishment going to be.
But Peter Keene, a law professor and former critic of the mayor, says Newsom's bold approach on gay marriage and his support for the hotel workers has surprised him.
The interesting thing about Gavin Newsom and the commendable thing about Gavin Newsom is he doesn't back off. Gavin Newsom goes ahead and he grabs the hot rocks and he holds them.
The question, says Keene, is whether Newsom's popularity will cushion him through economic times that might sweep any other mayor away. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.